in contact. I'm going to thank him forever.
Adamo, let it rain, let it snow. Here we go, start the show. Breakfast light, take a bite, make it right. Spaghetti, oh, no. Wait till lunch, crunch my cereal bunch. Adamo, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, crack this show.
Adam Shankman, Adam O has no hair, Adam O has a beard, Adam O is loose, Adam O can't move cause he's 30 pounds overweight. Pizza party motherfuckers, pizza.
Okay, hey, what's up kids? Hey, it's Adam O, I'm in Los Angeles, you're listening to Skid Row Radio, and I'm with my boy. I don't even have a boy, but that's what they say on the air as I speak into the microphone. I have a lot of energy tonight because I met 15 people today at a coffee shop. All right, calm down, monkey boy. Calm the fuck down. I'm becoming a monkey, and I can't help it. I didn't mean that in any direction, shape, or form. I meant that because I have a thing on my back that winds up, and I become animated and hyper, and I don't get to show myself. All right, so you're listening to the Adamo Podcast. Welcome to Skid Row Radio. Let me catch my breath. If you want to call in the show, please call in 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562. 6-2. Now guess what, kids? Dun-da-da-dun. Let me use this kazoo over here. I'm having trouble blowing a fucking kazoo. Hold on. Motherfucker. You should see me right now. It's not that funny. I need to go to the dentist. You ever hear a bad breath on a radio show? I have. Hey, what's up, Daddy-O? It's Adam O. So anyways, forget the kazoo. Let's move right along to our guest today. Well, our guest is a very special young man. He lives in Los Angeles. And he's here at the Adam O Podcast. I like those silent beats. Radio tunes everybody in. Gives them a breath from Monkey Boy. Catches you up to the show. His name is Mike Stash. Now, Mike Stash is a triple threat here in Los Angeles. He has one of those mustaches. Takes him around internationally to different competitions. And he's here to tell us about his legendary mustache, Mike Stash Jr., and his sidekick, Curly. And of course, his manager is here.
Hello. Hello.
Say hello to his manager.
Hi, I just wanted to thank you for having my client on your show and for me as well.
What's your name?
My name is Kitao Sakurai. I'm Mike Stash's manager, business manager, accountant. And it's just such an honor being on your show here.
Thank you very much. And so you do not book your client on just any show. Is that correct?
I mean, we'll take a lot, but you know, we have certain standards and you know, we did a lot of research into what your show had to offer. And
you approve of his a little groupie over here, Curly.
Oh, Curly. Hey, Curly.
Hi.
How you doing, Curly?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm honored to be here tonight.
You're honored as well.
And so this really feels, folks, if you're watching this show or listening to SkidRowStudios.com, it feels like one of those UFC matches right now. Because Mike Stash, you should see his face right now. It's stone cold silent. Please welcome, boys and girls, the legendary mustache champion of Los Angeles, triple threat, Mike Stash.
Hi, Adam. Thanks for having me. Kitao, can I speak?
Please.
I just got asked for permission. He's very protective of the words that come out of my mouth.
My client has a beautiful presence, and I just want to protect that.
Okay, so let's get this straight. You're a triple threat here in Los Angeles. You bring your manager to my podcast. to protect your stash. Let's talk. Hey, there's a cough button here, Daddy-O. Let's talk about your mustache. What does the mustache mean to you, Mike?
It means power. It means success. It means that I'm on top of the world because this mustache is number one in the world.
Okay, this is going great, kids. So, Curly, are you into him just because of his mustache?
Well, I think that the mustache represents his entire essence, and so I don't think you can have one without the other. But yeah, the mustache was the first thing I saw, and I haven't been able to keep away ever since.
Hmm, interesting. So, about the mustache, what competitions has it entered?
Went to the Beard and Mustache World Championships in Norway.
Well, that's a no-brainer.
Mm, that's right. Won that one. Nailed it.
Mm. Hands down.
That's
hands
right.
Down. That's right.
Went to Arizona to the Tucson Dirty 30. Dirty bearded men. Mm-hmm. And I took that one. Hands down.
We murdered those motherfuckers.
Bloody.
Like,
blood
just bloodied.
Bath.
Bloodied.
They couldn't compete.
No.
Now, do you require your entourage here, your manager and Curly, your little groupie, to wear mustaches too?
I told Curly to grow one, but she didn't want to do it. It's okay. Me and Kitao got some tricks up our sleeves to get her nice and hairy.
Yep.
Now, how old were you when you first grew Little Stash Junior?
13.
Milk a cow and give it shoes. Are you kidding me?
I've had a lot of testosterone my whole life.
And you don't wear sunglasses because you just want your mustache to show.
That's right.
So you don't want people looking at your eyes.
No.
Or your glasses.
It's all about the lip.
Do you have a lot of hair on your body?
No, it's only on my lip.
And you're not gay?
I am not gay.
You're straight?
Ask Curly about
bisexual.
That one. Curly, am I straight?
He's straight.
The reason
I'll chime in and say Mike Stash is bisexual, but...
Exactly.
I mean, who's to say, you know?
No,
I mean,
who's to say? Exactly.
I mean, I just want to leave it open for the bisexual championships, you know, in Taiwan next year. Those are very important championships, and they are open to bisexual
men. Wait. Let's get this straight, Mr. Manager. In Taiwan, there's a beard and mustache competition.
There's a beard and mustache competition for bisexual men. There's three categories. There's the straight competition, the homosexual competition, the bisexual competition. And I think that Mike Stash has the greatest chance of winning the bisexual competition. So we want to leave that open. So, you know, so.
Well, could I chime in?
Yeah, please. Here?
I would say that regardless of his sexual orientation, I think that he's definitely a sex symbol to everyone. And, you know, I think that he also sees the beauty in everyone and his...
Wait, let's get this straight. You're talking about a mustache here.
Well, yeah.
You're not talking about Roman Polanski. You're talking about a mustache.
Yeah. Yes, I am. I'm talking
about... You're describing him like an ancient poet.
Well, would you describe him any other way?
Curly, what else do you do besides follow him around town?
I mean, that has a lot of duties that go along with
it. Do you like women?
Yeah, I love everyone.
We have a lot of fun together.
And what does that fun consist of?
Well, I mean, one of my greatest joys in life is just waxing his mustache.
And how does your manager feel about Curly waxing his mustache?
I'm going to advise my client to not comment so deeply on that, except to say that, you know, he enjoys his mustache and that he's hopeful that he's going to win the bisexual men's championship next year in Taiwan.
Just want to chime in here. I'm not really comfortable talking about that competition on the air, Kitao.
We're hopeful we're going to take that competition, you know, that thing that we're talking about.
Now, okay. Now, getting back to this bisexual Taiwanese competition.
Yeah.
How did you become bisexual?
Well, some people think I am. It's still up in the air.
But nothing's wrong with that, according to Curly or myself. For the rest of the listeners, hey, listen, if you're listening to this podcast right now and you want to tune in and talk about bisexual Taiwanese boys, please call 800-893-9562. You're listening to Skid Row Radio, and we're with Mike Stash, his manager, and Curly. Go on, Mike.
I just have to say that, you know, I'm a man, And, you know, I could like other men, but I really love women.
Now, did you get into stripping at an early age, to grow a mustache, to become a champion mustacher, and to come on my podcast and wear a spirit hood, a wolf spirit hood?
It's my spirit animal, and no, I do not strip. With this hat, I like to call it my cougar cap, I attract all the older ladies.
Why does Curly just stare at you and smile? It's a little creepy.
She just can't stop looking at this beautiful mustache, a gift from the god.
It's true.
Okay, I don't know if it's real or fake, but this is good shit. Good internet right here. All right, so moving right along, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What do you think about when you wake up in the morning and you look at your face and you have this big, overgrown piece of hair that comes on both sides of your face and it flips into many curls? Are you smiling every day? Or are you looking at yourself and you're like, damn, I need a reset?
I'm smiling, man. People love this thing. I got fans all over the world.
So would you consider yourself a hipster?
No, but I've got a lot of hipster fans.
What is a hipster to you?
Someone that tries a little too hard to be different.
And you're wearing a spirit hood. Okay, great.
I'm just different, man, from the inside.
Well, yeah.
From the outside.
I get that. And it's an honor to have you on the podcast. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about
your... I'd like to speak for my client and say that my client is very honored to be here.
Well, that's an honor to have you here. So what else do you do besides manage mustache dudes?
I manage a great variety of clients. My client Mike is a great example of the kind of clientele that I manage. I also manage some bearded gentlemen that are competing, and also some women that compete in toenail.
Now, did you get into managing beard and mustache people? Hey, the beard and mustache people. Did you get into managing mustache people by the nightclubs, the discos, the European boogie nights? I mean, how did it come about picking up clients with mustache and beards? What about actors or models? People that are human beings.
it was funny, Adam. I was actually managing Mark Ruffalo. He was my primary client. And then like you said, I started going clubbing, you know, and I just saw all these guys with these great mustaches and these great beards. And I said to myself, you know, these guys are underrepresented. You know, in terms of having a good business manager, you know, a good manager in general, you know, somebody to shape their careers. And that's when I stepped in, and Mike Stash actually was my first client. And you know, together we won the regional mustache championship, in Iowa. And then moved on from there, nationally, internationally. You know, we wrote a book together, Mustache Care. It was just a one-way roadway to success.
Yeah, great. Okay, so yeah, I have to agree with that. Well, let's talk about Los Angeles. What competitions did you enter in Los Angeles?
There was a competition downtown, involved a lot of homeless men. Because, you know, homeless men do have facial hair. But still, I won that too. And
Hands down. Competition.
Mm, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the smell, but it was good.
Yeah, now,
Curly was there.
I want you, Mr. Mike Buckle. Mike Stash. Sorry about that. I want you to tell us about your mustache. Describe it. Let the viewers use their imaginations.
It's kind of like a beautiful summer's day.
And, okay, let's get real now. Seriously.
No, we're getting real. We're getting real here. You know, the sun just blossoms and rises, kind of like my mustache. It curls up around sunset, and you've just got this beautiful aura around it. It's quite nice.
All right, you do realize that I'm filling an hour talking about a mustache now. Come on, seriously, let's get serious.
Well, you did invite me here.
That is true, but I want to know about the mustache, not about the poppies and the shit that comes out of it.
What else do you want to know?
I want to know about your mustache.
Katao, do you want to inform
me? What color is it?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to chime in here and say that my client's mustache is 10 inches wide, and at the curling ends, it rises 4 inches. It's a dark auburn color, a lush, shimmering auburn color with flecks of gray that make it a much more manly, sort of invigorating experience to behold. Mm. It's very lush, you know. It's a classic handlebar type mustache, but what accentuates it is Mike's beard, which is unusual for a mustache competitor like my client. But Mike Stash is not afraid of having hair on his chin.
So you get invited into all the top parties here in LA.
Oh yeah, I'm kind of a celebrity these days.
Yes, you drive.
Curly drives.
Curly's not saying much. She's just smiling again at you.
I can't help it.
Curly, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
It looks like you cut up a clown.
I did, yeah.
But it looks delightful.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Look at me. There's no comparison. You're way more attractive than me.
Oh, I think you look delightful as
well. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
I mean, Adam, if you want to test drive that young lady over there, you know, I'm sure Curly would like to...
Actually, I'm quite good at driving. That's why I do.
All right, now we're getting into what I like to do on the Adam O podcast is start by breathing, meditation. So, Curly, what were you talking about? Your body.
Oh, yeah, I was. And yours, yes. I really like the purple for everyone who can't see.
So, what's the chances of me entering one of these mustache competitions if I was to grow a stash?
The way
I look right now, afro and all.
The way I would say right now, there's like a little bit of inner work that needs to be done in order to accentuate the outer mustache.
What kind of inner work are we talking about? Scientology?
No.
Transcendental meditation.
Maybe a bit more of that, yeah.
A bit more because of David Lunch Foundation.
Yeah, because as we've like talked about, there definitely is a spirit to the mustache. I mean, hair on humans' bodies goes back, you know, to the beginning of humans.
Do you have any hair on your body that we could see?
I believe I do.
Could I see?
Well, I believe you can see the area where I have the most hair right now.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, it's right there.
Great. So yeah. You're not one of those chicks with armpit hairs, are you?
Sometimes, yeah.
You're kidding me.
No.
Do you have any on you right now?
Yeah, I do.
Could I see?
Yeah.
All right, lift it up. Holy shit.
That's some sexy hair right there, let me tell you.
Now, getting back to you, Mike, how does a competition go? How do you enter the competition? Do you just sign up, you know, your name? Hey, it's Mike Stash, and I'm here to enter. Or do you have to do a certain ritual, you know, certain posing, pose off?
It's kind of like a fraternity. You got to be initiated, invite only. And I've paid my dues, so to speak.
You paid your dues?
That's right.
Explain this to me. What does paying your dues require?
It means...
buying a Prius?
Not buying a Prius, even though I do agree with hybrids. I actually have a pickup truck. Curly loves riding my truck bed.
Yeah, it's nice.
By paying dues, I mean just respecting the older men who've started these competitions. They've done this for years, and they're holy wise men.
Name some of those holy wise men you look up to in the mustache industry.
There's Jack... Forefront, actually in the forefront of all competitions. He's got
looks like we're getting a call. Hey, it's Adam O. How may I direct
you
a call?
What's up, dude? Hello? Can you hear me, dude?
This is, yes. We're with the Mike Stash.
You got a good show, you know. I just want to say, you're Adam O?
That's right.
Yeah, I used to work at Disneyland, you know, man.
And what happened? You became a child molester and you got fired?
No, nothing like that.
Oh, of course,
man.
Not with that voice.
You know, I'll tell you, I was a mustache rider ticket taker.
You're kidding me.
No. You know, when a woman sits on your face with her vag, man, it's like Disneyland. And I would say, hey, who wants another ride? You know, it was really cool. I like working at that place.
You so know, you're trying to tell me that Southern California bred young men with a mustache could go to Disneyland and have a girl sit on their face before they go on a ride.
It was really cool.
So mustaches
cool.
Work.
Me and my big Harley, you know, me and my cat, Poopy. Love the cat, man. It's really well-trained. And we just sit there, man, and we pull over on the side of the road. We put out a little sign. People come up to us. Mustache rides, man. All over the place people are coming.
So do you have any questions for my guest, Mike Stash?
Yeah. I kind of dig what you're saying, Mike. You know, I just want to know, you know, are you some kind of show business dude?
Great question.
No, man. I'm just purely, I live my life for growing a mustache.
Oh, come on. That's bullshit. That's, you have your manager here. That's showbiz to me.
It's not showbiz, man. I just work the mustache.
My client is a real dude. He's a real man. He's a brave soul. Just, you know.
You ever ride a Harley?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Because, you know, I'm from Philadelphia originally. And used to hang out with the Gabonza brothers. Really cool people, you know. I used to talk a little, you know, Italian, you know, sabato quanto bento, diva sabato la sute la macmeca. That means, man, I'll just cut off your ears if you don't watch out, dude.
Let me ask you a question, sir.
I've heard that before.
What's your name?
Well, me?
No, you're Harley.
No. My name's Stabby Eeler.
Stabby Eeler. Are you with representation right now, Stabby?
Oh, here we go.
No, I belong to a club, a bike club, you know. It's not the Angels. I kind of gave that up a while back, but it's a club called Fire and Barrel. You know, that's the name of the club, Fire and Barrel. And we ride around town. We ride around all over L.A. We go through San Francisco. We drive up to parts of Utah. We have a lot of fun, man. We just sit there and look at scenery and, you know, have a lot of women riding the back of the bike. And
that's what I hear from Mike. Mustaches and women go hand in hand, and getting discovered in the mustache industry is like a piece of cake. I mean, Mike's manager right here is drooling hearing your stories. All it takes is to grow a mustache and come up with a story. It doesn't have to be Carrie Wackian. It could just be a mustachian, and that's fine. That's all it takes.
No, it's true. You know, a lot of people don't like mustaches. A lot of women, you know, they get, you know, they like a guy.
Sir, when was the last time you got laid?
I can't think that far.
All right, well, it's been a pleasure. Have a good day. Thank you very much.
All right, okay.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess these mustachers are like those Hell's Angels. Sit there and just like to talk. It's pretty neat. That was an interesting, insightful. Is that like the type of fans that you get at these competitions?
Yes.
Guys that eat nachos and drool and live with their moms when they're 59.
They admire me. You know, I'm kind of like their idol.
Okay, so let's get into the good part. Show us a little competition, you know, pose. We'll be the judges, and I want to see a real mustache man. What do you call that pose?
It's called the look of God.
Yeah, that looks very good.
I gotta say, Adam, though, I usually warm my client up before any sort of look. So I'd like to. Can I take a moment just to warm my client up?
100%.
All right, I'm just gonna hold on 1 second. I'm just gonna take my things off.
I can speak for a moment about the challenges of different competitions as well, like the one that happened in Norway.
Wait, his manager is beating the shit out of his back right now.
Yeah.
Kill, bro. Mm.
That
we're
helps.
Fucking kill. We're gonna fucking kill.
But as I was saying, so in Norway, one of our problems was that it's very cold there. And so you really have to pay attention to things like the mustache wax, because if it's not the right temperature, it just doesn't work. And then the mustache starts to feel neglected.
Well, that's great, Curly. Now that your manager just beat the shit out of you,
yeah, my
back,
client's ready to go. I'm ready to rock.
His client's ready to go. Now let's see that pose. You want to stand up right here, young man? Now, do you always...
You got this, Mike.
Do you always wear a full apparel? Do you ever take off that
silly
hat? All right, so he's posing right now. Why don't you describe what he's doing right now, his poses? You would know best.
Mike just did what we call the gentleman, which is arms crossed, face stuck out 2 inches forward above the breastbone, and striking a very mature pose, is what we would say. A very mature gentlemanly pose. That's what we call the gentleman. And I think Mike did a bang up job, just a killer job of just like the archetype of that pose. You know, I mean, I believe actually that pose is named after my client Mike Stash.
No shit.
Yeah, in Norway.
Interesting.
Mm. Thanks, Cattell. He's there to give me a boost.
So you guys hang out with a lot of famous people. Let's hear who you hang out with.
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand. Let's stop there. Tell us about Russell Brand and your relationship with Russell Brand.
He's a very spiritual man. We actually traveled to Peru and did ayahuasca together.
Okay, I have no idea what ayahuasca is. Why don't you, enlighten me?
It's a native ceremony where you take a plant and you get connected to the spirit world. I died about 17 times, but I'm 100 times more alive right now, let me tell you.
So you've done a lot of drugs.
Only spiritual enhancing drugs.
You know Laura Makovich?
I do not know her.
She claims to be the co-founder of Burning Man. She was a guest on my show. She's amazing. She's out of her pinwheels. But okay, so go back right to Russell Brand and your ayahuasca experience.
Well, also, talking about Burning Man, me and Russell made a trip to Burning Man as well. There we did peyote? Is that how I say it, Kitao?
Yeah, peyote.
Mm-hmm. So, do you do drugs as well, Mr. Manager?
I mean, I'm not going to confirm that I do drugs, but I go wherever Mike goes, and do whatever Mike does, and make sure that he has a good, safe time, and that his mustache is enriched by whatever experiences that we have together. So I'm not going to deny.
So you've died 17 times doing ayahuasca.
That we've died 17 times doing ayahuasca. You know.
But I'm alive right now, so.
Yeah. And where do you get ayahuasca from?
Peru.
So Peru's like your second home.
You can say that.
Do you speak Spanish?
Well, Cattell does.
Sí, por favor.
Oh, no way. That's amazing. Okay. So could I join you guys the next time you go do ayahuasca?
If Curly agrees.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you do what we were talking about with the whole meditation, then I think you'd be ready.
So you're allowed to meditate and do drugs. I thought it was the opposite.
No, I think it's a good preparation. Like, this isn't recreation. This is deep soul searching.
No, is the fucking better on drugs when you have a mustache? That made no sense. Let's rephrase that. When you have a mustache, you pork a girl. Why are you looking at me like a serial killer?
I'm just looking because I like you, man.
All right, welcome back to the Bisexual Hour here at the Atomo Podcast. You want to call in the studio? Ooh, it's getting hot in here. It's 800-893-9562. We're talking about a bisexual mustache champion in front of me. Now they're getting... Okay, I didn't mean that. Anyway.
I'm going to speak for my client. And say that my client is very aroused right now. I mean, Mike, look at him.
All right, could I get some of that milk, please? I'm a little dehydrated. Why are you aroused? I look like a Jewish monkey.
I can see your soul, man, and your soul is really beautiful.
Purple accentuates the soul.
I don't mind Curly. She's cute. She must have a... I was going to say a tight fist.
She does.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
So my hands are really strong.
So, do you mind if I go into topics that you've never heard about before, like a fist in your ass?
Please, Adam.
Tell us about fisting, Curly. Have you ever been fisted in me?
Oh, well, actually in January, I took a fisting workshop in New York.
Like physically fisting?
Yeah, it was all about physically
like
fisting.
Like inside the human body, pumping the fist of iron gold?
Yeah.
Why are you guys staring at me weird? You're supposed to be laughing.
We were at that workshop.
That's actually where I met Curly.
Whew. All right. That's good to know.
Because yeah,
I didn't
great.
Know if I was going into... I didn't mean to insult you by saying that. I'm into fist pumping. the shit out of women. I'm joking. Fuck.
You better be.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that at all. Actually, you know, I'm a feminist at heart.
Good.
I relate to all girls that own boutiques in Echo Park.
Wow. There's a lot more than that.
Explain that to me.
Well, I don't think that women owning shops is great, but I'd say there's more than just women doing the same capitalist activities as men.
Now, do you guys use each other's hands inside each other?
Who are you talking about?
You and Mike. I mean, do you guys take turns closing your eyes? Hey, man, that's the only type of porn I like, is the weird shit. The other stuff's boring. I've seen it all. You probably are around porn stars all the time, right, guys?
Yeah, definitely. My client is around porn stars all the time.
They're good people.
Yeah.
And so, do you guys have a lot of orgies together? The inside party, inside the gang, actors gang, studio mustache gang?
All day, all night, man.
You know, sexuality isn't something.
Hey, we're getting a call. Hey, how may I help you?
Hello.
Hey, this is Adam O.
Adam O, this is Ben Berman. I was wondering if you had any follow-up questions from last week. I just wanted to call in and, you know, help the show because I heard it wasn't going so well this week.
Wait. Is this really Ben Berman? Because you sound a little depressed.
Yeah, and you sound drunk, actually.
I'm not drunk. I might be a little depressed, but I'm masking it pretty well. So just, you know, if you wanted to follow up with any questions, I know last week, you know, we didn't really have too much fun and we didn't really get too many answers to your questions. So I just wanted to interrupt for quite a long time and just talk about myself.
Wait, are you kidding me or is this for real?
This is Ben Berman.
Yeah. No, I'm a huge fan of your work, Ben.
I think we're all fans of your work, Ben.
Who's on the show tonight? I'm sorry, I didn't.
Everybody go around and say hello to Ben Berman. He's just fucking with me. Hey, Ben. Hey, I'm Adam.
I know you.
This is Kitao Sakurai. I'm Mike Stash's manager here.
I'm not familiar with you.
Okay. That's fine.
I don't know. I figured Adam, like, you know, last week he had on a really good director, a TV comedy director. I was wondering if he might want to, you know, just kind of continue with like a good comedy director.
Well, I think he was trying to raise the bar for this week's episode.
Oh, okay. I got it. But I was thinking that, you know, maybe like we could just continue with like the gold that I gave him last week.
Well, last week was a terrific episode, Ben.
Yeah.
This week I have a mustache champion and his sidekick, Curly. They're a little stranger than you.
Understood.
Yeah, and I think gold is a pretty loose definition of that term. If you're talking about last week's episode,
you know, gold or you know, just anything.
Gold, copper. That would, you know.
Hey, could you give us a gold nugget now?
Yeah.
Anything that would illustrate like just a winner. Who's really good and who like wins and who's like the best, like just the best, like no one could be better than him.
Wait, Ben,
I think you're talking about my client
that
here,
would be
Mike
me,
Stash. You're talking about
me.
Mike Stash,
Ben,
my client.
I told everybody that I knew, all four people that are close to me, about the episode last week of you, and they were like shocked as shit that, you know,
shocked and disappointed.
No, they were not disappointed. They were not disappointed. In fact, it sounded great. I was a little bit disappointed after the show. Because it was so honest, and we really, you know, we really sweat it. You know? It was an hour, back and forth. We didn't have any entourage. We didn't have Curly, a little girl with nipples.
Are there nipples in the studio tonight?
Well, if you want to come by, please join us. We have another half hour.
There's eight nipples, at least.
I can't.
If you come, there'll be 12.
Or just going to start an hour.
Thanks for letting me.
Wait, first of all, I want to give you a shout out, Ben. Thanks for being on the Adam O podcast last week. It was a terrific show. And you are a great, fantastic director. And in 13 years, we will work together when I'm ready for you.
Thank you. I was just trying to give Katao some shit. Thank you.
Wait a second.
I appreciate everyone.
Ben, you know about the mustache business?
Just to be fair.
How does he know you?
I was managing Ben, you know, back in the early 80s. It was a really wild time. We had our differences.
Did he wear a wet red sweatshirt back in the early 80s?
I think he's a talented director for what it's worth.
Well, Katao had to let me go, and I'm still pretty upset about that. I I still am without manager.
Yeah, I spoke at your wedding, though. You know, I spoke at your wedding. I gave you good wishes.
Wait, that's not. It was true. Good, he's not married. He was on my show last week. He said he just has a girlfriend that kept texting him throughout the show.
It wasn't my wedding. It was my boy's bar mitzvah.
I was drinking in those days.
Let's get back to the program.
I was drinking. Come on.
That's Ben Berman, everybody. A great director. Look at his work on Vimeo. Google him. That's Ben Berman, and he seems to know the manager of Mike Stash. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Stash. Bye.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks.
All right, so this is going great. We have a lot of time left to chill out, relax, let's get the positive energy going. Mike, you said you're into disco music. Why don't you shake some shit for us while we sit back and drink some milk? This is Mike Stash, everybody. He's loose, he's ready, and he's dancing in front of
a
camera.
That's awesome, Mike. That's awesome, Mike. That's right, like we talked about. That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's
awesome.
One of my favorites.
The funny thing is awesome. That no one could see what he just did. This is absolutely ridiculous.
That was just incredible what
the
Mike just did.
Imaginary radio. I love it. Well done, Mike Stash.
Thank you.
Well done. Let's give it up.
That was great. Just to describe, Mike did a 180-degree turn. He put his right hand on his right buttocks, his left hand on his left buttocks. He did a full twisting back somersault. Landed silently on his feet, spun around to the judges, displayed his mustache prominently, and exited the stage.
Now, does Will Ferrell want to be you?
Probably.
You have an IMDb page.
No. I think only movie people have those pages. I have nothing to do with movies.
Hopefully they will be some sort of documentation.
No, you're not interested in acting. You're a pretty boy.
No acting for me, man. I stay away from the big screen.
Now, Curly, mm-hmm. Do you want him to be a star?
I think he already is one.
Well said. Well said, Curly.
Now, where could we, you know, lead the people in the streets of downtown LA to your agency or management firm if they have the great mustaches to be the next Mike Stash? What's the name of your company, sir?
Oh, you would go to Sakurai and Sakurai LLC .org. There you'll find a roster of all our clients, including Mike Stash, contact information, and, you know, just if you have a mustache or if you just want to party.
This sounds really shady, this mustache business, as if there's something else going on. I mean, what else is going on?
There's Adam.
Come on, break it down for me.
I don't like your insinuations right now. There's nothing shady going on with the mustache business. It seems like you know a
famous director who just called in, Ben Berman.
Sure.
He gave you a shout out.
Sure.
You're saying that you're his manager. He has little Curly that just keeps wiggling her glasses and shit. And then Mike Stash over here is doing a little polka dotted dance. This is a kid's show. Come on.
I don't really know what to say to you, Adam. I mean, you know, we came on the show in good faith. I'm a little surprised at what you're trying to insinuate right now.
Yeah, right. Adam, I would say that it's actually just a small world.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean,
now, Curly, could I go on a date with you?
You'll have to talk to my manager.
I'll have
about
to talk
that.
To my girlfriend.
Okay, I'd love to meet her.
It's pretty confusing.
In T-Bone over here, I want to cut to T-Bone. Mike Stash over here. Is it okay if Curly goes out and, you know, get some whiskey with me later?
Of course.
So you're free.
I'm not attached to anything, my friend.
You need to meet Laura Makovich. Why are you looking at me? All of you guys.
Because you're a great person.
Because there's a lot of tension in the room, Adam.
There's a lot of tension in the room. I didn't mean this.
A lot of tension in the room.
I'm also wondering why you're wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a while since I've been with a woman, so maybe you could just help me out, Curly Scroll.
Well, I'd love it if you took off your sunglasses. Oh, thank you. So
right.
Much better.
Now what I want to do...
Adam, why are your eyes so bloodshot?
The chocolate milk. All right, so let's talk more. It's a kid's show. Come on. Let's talk more about the love that you guys provide each other with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of love.
Could you show me, guys, why doesn't the manager in Curly, you know, do a little groove for me right now? I mean, she's a cute girl with good style, and so is the manager. I feel like a fat schlub watching you pretty people.
You're just in your head, man.
Yeah, you're just in your... Yeah. I mean, like, I gotta say, Adam, I mean...
Well, then what can I do?
You have incredible charisma, you have charm, you have... I mean, in your own way, you have good looks.
Mm.
Like, in like a very specialized kind of way, you look great. I think you need to own that.
Mm.
And then, you know, you'll have groupies too.
Now, what are you guys doing later tonight?
We're, do a ayahuasca ceremony.
Yeah, and then we'll cuddle.
Yeah, the cuddling's the best part.
Yeah.
Now, let's get to the good part of, like, where the free love begins and ends. Miss Curly, do you have a problem making out with the manager over here? If I was to, you know, to see... I want to see Mr. Stash's reactions, because he says he's all about free love. But something tells me he's a little jealous inside that golden, goyish heart of his. What do you guys say? How about a little peck on the... A little peck, it goes into a little tongue, a little Curly, a little...
Well, I'm curious why you had to put your sunglasses back on to talk about that.
Because I'm a nervous Jew. Okay, so let's go right back to you guys.
All right.
Okay.
What do you say? You guys say you're so free. What, you're uptight now that I said making out? That should be the least of your worries.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
I think she should make out with you.
No, I'm the radio host, buddy. I want to watch. I'm the pervert. I'm the Jew. I sit back in a movie theater. Okay, wait. I'm trying to do a kid's show, and I keep referencing Pee-wee fucking Herman. Okay, thanks, Stash.
You got to get in the game, buddy.
All right. Well, how about this? Better yet, I'll make out, but let's first pass the food. This is called passing the food. It's improv 101. Berman, if you're listening, this is an improv little trick. You asked last week, does improv, do you always have to say yes, or could you ever say no? Well, let's always go with the yeses right now. Okay, this is called passing the food.
Mm-hmm.
UCB 109. Here we go. Class A with Adam O. Jelly Beans. Woo-hoo. All right. Curly?
Yes?
Come over here and stand up.
Okay.
Boys and girls, Curly's coming around the corner. Mustache Monday over here is going to comment on this. It's a Buster over here.
My chore.
It's a beautiful woman.
No, stand over here. Ah. Don't move. Look what she's wearing. Describe her outfit there, Buck.
Excuse me?
Mike Stash, describe her outfit.
She's wearing a sexy little pirate top.
All right, now, Mr. Manager, I want you to come around me.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Howard Stern Beginners, everybody, if you're listening right now. Call in the studio. This is Adam O. Podcast at 800-893-9562, and we'll teach you how to do a hit radio show with Mike Stash and his entourage, motherfuckers. Okay. Now, you guys look like a cute little couple. Good style, both in shape. No bellies like myself. Clean facial hair. Hold each other's hands right now. Now, stop right there. You guys are like used to this. Stash, comment on that. What do you feel, the connection there, the energy?
Pure love, my friend. It's very beautiful.
Is that all you could say?
I mean, it's we're kindred spirits, the three of us. We're like a union ship of power.
Now there we go. He's moving in closer.
Mm.
Now I want to see a nice gentle hug. Now I want you guys to scratch each other's faces. No kissing. Just rub each other's lips, because they both have mustaches. All right, now get closer. No. Let's see this. This is the tension that I need. I need my listeners to feel what we're in. They're feeling each other like they're in a Buteau class right now. This is a wonderful experience right now.
You're doing well, Adam.
Okay, Stash, what do you have to say about this?
Katow, just touch her where she likes it.
Stash, tell her. That's good, Stash. I want to hear the same thing. How about Stash? Tell us what you want them to do right now.
They know I want them to do.
I can't hear it. What? Buck? Can't hear it.
They know what I want them to do.
Well, I can't hear it. What is that?
We're going to have to see. Come on, Katow. Give her the...
What does the k-k mean?
It means something that is pretty damn special.
And we established it earlier what that means. But
all right, how about let's see, let's see a full on mustache bohemian Rapsberry kiss of stripes right now.
What's a Rapsberry?
I just want to see the tension. It excites a man like me to see these freaks in front of me. Brilliant artists with mustaches. At least the manager has a mustache. I want to see how that passionate kiss works. 14 hours ago, I met you guys in a coffee shop. And that was fun, was so weird.
You just got to be gentle, man.
All right.
You can't be abrasive with these two.
All right, here we go. In the countdown, full-on makeout session with the manager and the groupie, Curly. Because I know the whole point of this game is not just for them to make out and me go, hey, it's 10 minutes later and I'm still talking. No, no, it's not. It's actually to see if this man over here, Mike Stash, has a soul and if he's going to cringe because he knows he loves Curly.
I want them to make out, man.
All right.
Even more than you do.
Go for it.
Go for it?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Let me take off my glasses.
They're taking off their glasses.
Right. Oh, you have glasses. Okay.
And yeah. Action. Look at it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. This is fucking iconic.
That is.
Well, look at this. He's full of shit, this guy over here.
I've got the biggest boner right now. I can't even tell you.
Are you serious, brother?
Oh, I'm hard like a stallion.
All right. Have a seat. Have a seat, Curly. Right. Have a seat, Mr. Manager. Give him a hand, Mike. See, he's not clapping. He's very inferior inside. All right. Now, that was pretty interesting. Mike, describe what you just saw.
I saw two of my best friends in the world exchange magnetic, fiery magic.
How did it feel, Mr. Manager?
It felt familiar? Like the skies were sort of unlocking, and a great bolt of divine energy was sort of like pouring down into my mouth.
All right. Now, if he's really not jealous, I'm going to see Cruelly over here. Let's take that back. That doesn't really.
Shit, I'm going down a class.
Where are you going, Adamo? Where are you going?
Okay.
Where are you going?
Do you like a massage?
Where are you going?
Curly's really good at
Curly. Massage. Yes.
I mean, I said Curly? I had strong hands.
Yeah. Curly, could I get a lap dance right now? I'm falling apart like a cheap suit.
I don't know if that really works in these office chairs.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't work.
Will offer a massage.
All right. I had no
idea.
I'll
make out with you, Adamo. I'll make if you really want to be uncomfortable, you know.
He'll give you a lap dance.
If you want to raise the stakes, I won't give you a lap dance. But,
we could all make out with you.
Yeah.
And then have a cuddle puddle.
Yeah, we could have a cuddle puddle, like a make out sesh first, then a cuddle puddle, then really get real with it, you know. Mike Stash is here.
That'd be awesome.
My client, Mike Stash. Mm. He'll videotape.
Mm. Do you really have a boner, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you show us? I don't believe you. This really is becoming a Taiwanese boys mustache show.
Now that is a championship erection.
Yeah.
That is a championship erection.
I still think I'm larger.
Well, then show us, Mike.
So what?
Show us, Adam. Sorry.
All right. I'll show you guys.
Yeah.
Curly, will you do the honors? Unzip my pants?
I mean, I can.
All right, I'm doing it. All right, Curly. Yeah. All right. Just unzip them.
All right. Let's see. Gosh. Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
there we go.
You have to pull them all the way down.
Oh,
we had
a belt.
It's getting real.
Wow, man. Radio. Holy cow. Holy moly. Mm. Look
Stash,
at that.
Do I have a chance?
Look at that.
Yeah, you're looking pretty good there.
Man, that is, yeah, I mean, that's, say what you will, we just saw that.
Mm.
Say what you will.
All right.
Well, I like the color of your boxers.
Adam, I mean, like, I gotta say, that's pretty impressive.
Can we play a song? All right. Well, I'm a little under the influence right now on this chocolate milk. We're gonna get right back to these messages here at the Adamo Podcast. We just saw, you know, my good friend Mike Stash comment on his long-term relationship with Crowley, make out with his manager. They're all happy about it. I pulled down my pants to show him my enlarged cock.
I pulled them down.
She pulled them down, and now we're just staring at each other like they want more. We'll be right back after this song. You guys go off with
all
that.
Paper, like a paper.
So we're back here at the Atomo podcast, and I'm alongside Mr. Mike Stash, his, you know, entourage, sidekick, chick, Crowley, and his manager. I actually like them. They grew on me. They got me a little high during the break. They're
That's
cool.
Right. Nothing like meth.
We had a nice call from Ben Berman. We talked about the mustaches, the competitions in Norway, Phoenix, Arizona, Tucson, Arizona, Los Angeles. I showed him my my pride.
Yep.
Talked about the bisexual competition for boys in Taiwan with mustaches. We're here at Skid Row Studios. If you're listening, please call in. We have about 9 minutes left on this wonderful program with Mike Stash and his entourage. That's 800-893-9562. So, Mike, tell us a little bit more about your friends in the mustache community, because I know that there's a little competition in you.
Tell you the truth, I like them, and they like me, but I hang out with a diverse group of people beyond just bearded folk.
Yeah, I think my client's being very diplomatic right now, but there's a lot of goddamn haters out there. A lot of real lame dudes with weak mustaches that are trying to creep up on my client's position. I think we're just here to say, fuck you guys. It's just not right. You know, Mike Stash is the number one mustache man. That's all there is to it. Like, you know, step to it.
Now, Mike Stash, if anybody was to play you in it, in the life story of Mike Stash, who would that actor be?
Wouldn't be an actor. It would be Gandhi.
Gandhi's dead.
I know. It'd be the re-erection of Gandhi.
Okay, let's get serious. Seriously.
Resurrection.
That's what she's here for.
Is this really your humor?
It's not humor, man. I had a vision when I did ayahuasca that me and Gandhi are, you know.
What's that other drug that you were telling me about before the show that you're going to go to West Africa and do?
Ibogaine.
And why do you want to do Ibogaine?
I'm not perfect, man. It might look like it, but, you know, I'm here to always fix myself, and these drugs help me become the man that I'm supposed to be.
And what does Ibogaine do to you?
It just reworks your mind. You're able to see the future and where you're supposed to go.
But if your future's perfect right now, and why would you want to do something that could fuck it up?
It's not going to fuck it up, man. It's only going to enhance the experience.
Yeah.
Do you agree, Mr. Manager?
Yeah, I agree. I mean that particular plant medicine, you get a flashback of your entire life up until the moment that you're alive, and it sort of enlightens you as to what you should be doing right now. Like, I mean, I think that for my client, it enlightened him as to the fact that he should be crushing all of those other mustache haters out there and being the number one champ.
Am I right? It's true that you are the triple threat, back-to-back-to-back champ of the mustache in Los Angeles.
The world, actually.
That's not true.
It's the truth, man.
I'm looking at it right here on Wikipedia, and it doesn't say that at all.
I'd say that Wikipedia isn't really.
No, it's this guy named Neffy. Neffy.
He's one of those haters.
Yeah, Wikipedia's full of haters, if you haven't noticed, Adam.
And how old are you, Mr. Stash?
I'm 26.
You sound like you're 49.
I'm an old soul, Adam.
How old are you, Curly? 16. That would make sense.
Yeah, that's true.
No, please don't say that. I want to keep doing this show. How old are you?
If you don't want me to lie.
All right, you're 18 and a half. Who says 18 and a half? How old are you, Mr. Manager?
I'm 41.
Okay. So, you like them young, Mr. Manager?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you like your clients young. No one could be over the age of, like, 40 to have a mustache and you'll take on.
No, I mean, once you hit 35, the mustache growth is, it's like a Ben Berman trying to grow a mustache, you know?
Berman can't grow a mustache?
Nah, it's Berman. I mean, it's like...
He has a full-on beard.
He couldn't actually... Like, Ben Berman couldn't really grow a mustache or a beard.
That guy's hilarious. Have you seen his new video, Sensei?
Sure. I mean, who hasn't? But to return to, like, his beard or mustache growth, I mean, that's just cut-rate stuff.
Do you think if he had a full-on curly mustache, like the mustache you're wearing right now, that video would go triple viral?
I mean, I think it would, but it's just it's implausible that Berman could grow a mustache of any sort of.
And what bars do you guys go to in Los Angeles if I want to invite my friends to hang out with you guys?
I can tell you one. Is that okay?
Yeah, please.
Every Monday, there actually is an event called Mustache Mondays. And we do like to go and mingle with the other mustached people.
Now, does this dude over here, you know, Curly's lover, positive energy, free love.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any tattoos?
I have one on my ass.
Okay, man. Your humor is so old school, man.
It's not humor, man. This is purely just the truth.
And what is that tattoo on your ass?
It's a unicorn.
Okay, brother. Seriously, it's been a pleasure to have you on my show. I just don't believe you're real. I think is your mustache even real?
You can take a pull at it, man. It's not going to come off.
My client's mustache is real 100% of the way, Adam.
All right. Well, I believe it. I do want to hang out with you guys because I do want Curly over here. In the meantime, it's been an absolute pleasure for you guys to be on my podcast, the Adamo Podcast. Thanks, Mike Stash, Curly, and his manager. I hope you guys come back soon and you had a great time. I'll see you next week, boys and girls.
Thanks, Adamo.
Take a bite, make it right. Spaghetti, oh, no, no, no.